All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, as we do every year, despite the despicable lack of juice for this rivalry game, we always do our rivalry press conference, sometimes multiple ones, but Sully's obsessed with doing this, so we'll do it. So prove Sully right. If you have a rivalry question you'd like to pose to me, ticket text 97136. We have a couple open lines. If you'd like to join the press corps on the line, 248-539-9797. I know we had one gentleman who wanted to call in, apparently is banned from this show for calling David the N-word. That was in the caller notes. Like, if you've dropped an N-bomb on my call screener, I'm going to go ahead and say you probably don't have great odds of getting in. Okay, well, there's that too. Michael, if you would.
All right, if everybody could please have a seat. Have a seat, please. I know you all have a lot of questions.
Don't you dare come in here.
Is he ready?
You little punk.
He's ready?
I'm sitting here dying on the vine.
Is he ready? Is he ready? He's ready? So without further ado, we'd like to bring out Mr. Mike Valenti.
It's blasphemy to ask me to wear a condom.
Thank you,
wow,
Roberto.
That went over the loudspeaker, too?
Thank you. Yes, the mic was hot.
Jeez. All right. Bunch of questions coming in. All right, Mike, as Spartans who are rooting for the future of this program, how close to the quote-unquote rooting for Michigan line can we go and not feel gross about ourselves?
I think the minute you fall down by 21, you immediately say, make it as bad as possible. Make this man retire. Next.
Do you think Luke Fickell will be named the next MSU coach? If so, do you feel he would make an immediate impact?
I can't comment on who will be named because I'm not sure Mark's leaving. I'm not sure that Mark will walk away. As far as Fickell goes, obviously, great Ohio roots. He's built a nice program in Cincinnati. I'd like to believe there'd be other candidates. I would consider him. But immediate impact? No, because I think there's a full-blown rebuild that needs to take place in East Lansing.
One more, then we'll go to the press corps. What increases the likelihood of D'Antonio retiring more? Would it be an MSU win or a Michigan blowout win?
Michigan blowout win. Just how I feel. Let's go over. Chase is in Ann Arbor. He has the microphone. Hi, Chase.
Mr. Valenti, this humble student journalist would like to extend his condolences for the loss of Leo.
Thank you.
For you very much.
Yes. Thank you.
So when it comes to Mark D'Antonio and his keeping of his friends and close associates around the program instead
yes.
of hiring their assistants, did pride come before the fall?
Yes. And the irony is delicious for Wolverines, and it should be. Mark made his own grave. He can lie in it. He was incredibly prideful. He was incredibly arrogant. And now he's made this bed so he can lie in it. No question, Chase. Let's go over to Sean. Pass the microphone, please, to your right. Hi, Sean.
Columbus Dispatch, Kabara Goya. In a week where brotherhood big and little is debated to no end, how do both fan bases feel about paternity tests, results showing Ohio State is your daddy?
I've accepted it for years, and I have a very good relationship with my father. We're very fond of Ohio State. Unfortunately, we're the brother who's beaten Ohio State in the game. Michigan resents dad.
All right, we already know D'Antonio needs to go, but if Michigan somehow loses this game, is Harbaugh cooked?
No, because I'm just convinced, much like Michigan State, you're never firing this guy. Please, quiet. I think what's going to happen is the Harbaugh apologists will trumpet, hey, wait a minute. We can't beat OSU, but he blew out Notre Dame and Michigan State. Come on. That's pretty good. Mike, he's not getting fired. Like, I know you don't like him and don't want him there. He's not getting fired. Yeah. Next question, please.
If MSU were to somehow pull this game out, would the score have to be something like 14-10 again, in your opinion?
Yes. Michigan State's offense, I think, is incapable against a real opponent of playing high level for 60 minutes. And when you don't play high level for 60 minutes, you're not going to score 20 points. So what you do against Illinois or what you do against Northwestern or Western Michigan, that doesn't matter. They were outscored 100-17 in the month of October. Yeah, Mike, it might have to be 3-0.
3-0. Mike, I feel like I wrote this question. Mike, I can admit I've seen some criticism of Harbaugh this year from the media, but why does Don Brown escape any criticism? No one ever wants to talk about Dr. Blitz.
Yeah, it is amazing. Don Brown took this opportunity to say Ohio State should be careful. We're starting to play well. Don, you gave up 63 points last year. You haven't touched OSU. Be careful. Bro, you're going to be the one breaking glass in case of emergency. I don't know what Don Brown's doing yapping about OSU. That's crazy to me. He should catch lots of heat because in the big games, Don Brown ain't no good.
All right, one more than the people. Who would you say, Mike, is the best player on the field this weekend in this game?
Best player on the field in the game. Wow. Well, it sure as hell isn't a Michigan State player, so let's go over to the Wolverine side. I still would probably end up going with I love Nico Collins. I think he's woefully underutilized over there. But if you go with Michigan and it has to be a guy in the trenches, maybe one of their linemen, maybe a Bredinson, maybe a Runyon. Defensively, I mean, when he wants it and he's right, you know, a guy like Dwumfor, very talented. I'll tell you who I've been impressed with. McGrone.
Oh, yeah.
He has really come in and carved out a role for himself. Physical, great blitzer, really active along the line. McGrone's been good. I know I'm going to get yelled at for it. This, you know, the LeVert Hill love is a little much for me. He's good. Whatever with LeVert Hill. He's good. He ain't great. Sorry.
Let's go to another question from the people. How about Jamie? Jamie, what's your question?
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. It was, how does Michigan State not get blown out? As a proud alum, I just don't see it happening.
I'm with you. This feels like 2006. It feels like 2002. Jamie, I just don't see a scenario where we don't lose by double digits. And frankly, I'm looking at 38-6.
All right, a couple of Michigan State ones. Mike, do you think Lewerke's regression over the past few years has been more so due to injury or more so due to just his performance?
No, I think the biggest part of the regression has been a garbage scheme and terrible offensive line play. And when you can't trust your protection, you can't keep your eyes downfield, and when you can't keep your eyes downfield, you turn into a check down Charlie. Yes, the injuries hurt, but when you combine injuries with bad pass pro, well, that's how you end up looking like Brian Lewerke.
Does this game go over the 44.5 mark, or is this just another low-scoring slugfest like you've alluded to?
Oh, no, I think it goes over 44 because I think Michigan gets over 30.
Oh, okay.
I don't see how... Look, our secondary is a joke. It is a joke. And our defensive coordinator, Mike Tressel, is a joke. Do yourself a favor if you're Michigan. Just get in 3rd and 16, and this guy will rush 3 and have a single high safety, and you'll throw a bomb for a first down.
All right, one more from the people. Let's go to Dave. Dave, what is your question for Mr. Valeni?
Got this one for you. If Mark D'Antoni wins the game, do you have restored faith?
No, none. There's nothing Mark D'Antoni could do that would have me restore faith in him leading this program over the next 3 to 5 years. The negative recruiting is going to be at an all-time high. You're not going to be able to attract high-level assistants because no high-level assistant is going to come and help a coach on the ropes who's 65 years old. Mark could win the rest of the games this season by a grand total of 150-3. I still want him to retire. I said this early in the year. He could go to Indy. I want him to retire because this is going to get beyond ugly. It's going to get toxic. Needs to go. Want to win Saturday. Still want him to retire.
Well, I think that's sort of a dumbass question.
Do you want to pass the microphone to Mark?
Yeah, Mark D in East Lansing. Mike, explain why Cody White has not taken the next step and has possibly regressed in 2019.
Because the quarterback play stinks? That's probably... Oh, and I know. We never can scheme our receivers open and hit them in stride. That's probably a big part of it.
How about a historical type question? Who had a worse hire, MSU and Bobby Williams, or was it Michigan with Rich Rod?
Oh, Bobby Williams. Rich Rod at the time was coveted. You screwed up by not giving him the money he needed for all his assistants and by having half of the school and half of the donors and the Lloyd loyalists trying to get him fired from the day he arrived. Bobby Williams was an inept half-wit. I mean, there's just a total difference there.
Mike, does Elijah Collins rush for 100-plus yards in this game?
No way. No way.
No way.
No way. What, are you kidding me? We're starting two freshmen on the O-line now? I mean, sure, if Cole Chewins and Kevin Jarvis appear and they're perfectly healthy and ready to play 60 snaps, maybe. That ain't happening. Plus, I think we're going to be behind early by a lot. Means we're going to have to throw the hell out of the ball.
When D'Antonio retires, do you think they hire Narduzzi instead of hiring in some young coach?
No, because Pitt's a better job. Easier conference, easier path to a championship, easier path to winning 9 games a year. No, because MSU is a rudderless ship that's taking on water.
All right, end with this one. Mike, do you think this will be D'Antonio's last Michigan game?
I don't know. I don't know. I think there's still a chance that the idiots that run MSU Athletics will allow Mark to stay. And that's not shocking. Come on. I don't know. I wish I had a better read on it. But I think anyone who tells you that they know is lying, because there's no one who knows right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.